I think probably about 15 years ago, there was a little book I got from the library on prayer, and it was written by a doctor who was very, very skeptical and cynical. But over the years, what he saw is that his patients that went into remission and had things happen often had many people praying for them.
Yeah.
He just couldn't deny that there seemed to be some connection.
Yeah.
The hardest part was that the ones that got the most results seemed to be the Buddhists, and they have no God, so he was very,
that's
very
really confused.
And then I was at a gathering where it was just stated that Buddhists don't pray. And so I let it go for a while, and then I'm like, I'm sorry, but maybe in the West Buddhists don't pray, but where I've been, Sri Lankans, Burmese, Thai, Tibetans, the first thing they do when they go in the temple is first and last. And they, and the Sri Lankans actually use that word for you know, their devotion, prayer.
Yeah, well, Sri Lankans are sort of colonized by the British.
Yes.
So they pick up the language. But yeah, I mean, it's just, it is a, it's an ordinary part of the internal and external religious expression. And I think even if, I think it's a lot of it is a same. Imagine Munindo does a beautiful job of expressing it in language that is, that captures the feeling of it rather than the connotations that come from a Western Christian conception of prayer. Because similar to that question that he was asked by the prayer group of, you know, how can you pray if you don't have a God? So, I mean, you're already discounted. you don't have a God. But it's really not about external focus. Although it has an external manifestation, just like they're finding that in medical research. That it's, they don't know why or how, but something's happening.
I was on my Tudong, Mississippi. Like a lot of people could actually connect with us, what we were doing, kind of their understanding of prayer or with intention. I remember a couple times that people, kind of questioned me or kind of like, do you believe in prayer? Have you ever seen the power of prayer? And I told them that there's this one day where Austin and I run out of water, and it was evening, and this huge storm was coming in, and it's like a whole bunch of tornadoes and hail at the size of like tennis balls, and it came up right. And we just, I thought we were in for it, and it just disappeared. It just vanished. And then 2 days later, I was on the phone with the Reverend Humcher, he sent an email to me, and he said that they had done the Great Compassion Mantra Sutta for us one night. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, what night was it? And it was actually that night. It was actually probably that exact time that happened. So I'd tell people that story and they'd go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't think of it as mystical.